vision. Your paradigm is about to shift at the intersection of fact and reason. You're entering Kingston Country.
I'm Dan Kingston, and you're listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast. Are we being tested all at the same time, and yet all in individual ways? I believe that that's what's happening. I had that epiphany the other night, that God is testing us all at the same time, and yet all in individual ways. And you see it in the faces of the people you come across at the grocery store, or the neighbors you walk by on the street when you know you're taking a walk, because what else is there to do right now, right? I mean, most of us are in the shelter in place, and so we're stuck indoors. And maybe you always wanted to work from home, and now you really get that opportunity, or maybe you were laid off, whatever it is, you can tell that you know, you're not alone in that the plan that people were on has altered. It's been changed. And we're all kind of scrambling and adjusting and trying to figure out what our new path is going to bring for us. And those of us that have faith, we're really, it's required of us now to share that faith with others that don't have it. Not everybody's blessed to have that kind of optimism and faith in God. And they have a hole. They're scared. They don't know where to turn. So those of us with faith, you know, that could be a way that you're being tested. I don't know. I don't want to take liberty and say, how you're being tested individually. All I know is that I feel like I am. I feel like I don't want to get into it and make it personal because that's not helpful, but each of us is being tested in individual ways. I'm very blessed, and the ways I'm being tested pale in comparison to the ways that, you know, the first responders, the healthcare workers, the people on the front lines of this crisis, the people that were on the front lines of crisis before this crisis, maybe personal crisis, you know, it's a reminder that we are all going through something. And even when it's not so explicit, even when it's not so in your face that everybody is going through something at the same time, it's a good reminder to know that everybody is. And some people are going through harder times than others. And that's all the time. That's going to stay with us when we get back to, you know, whatever the new normal is. It's not like crisis has stopped. Personal, family crises, the human experience is in some ways one crisis after another. And that's why it's so important to keep the faith and help other people when they lose the faith to get back on track and you know, notice these things in our daily lives that we're so blessed and grateful to have. That's really, I think, what it always circles back to is that gratitude, that blessing that, you know, we are alive for a very limited short time. Whether, you know, it's a few months left or a life ahead of you, there's no guarantees what tomorrow will hold. And every minute, you appreciate the beauty of this experience that we call life is a moment that's gone to good use, I would say. And so, you know, can we be reminded of that? And maybe you'll notice I'm doing something a little bit different, okay? And maybe I'm a little bit out of my comfort zone right now because I just feel there's too much bad news. And people can't take it. Maybe people can, but they don't want to. And so I'm trying to shift, you know, more of a spiritual tone, you know, kind of less hard news, more than a spiritual tone, like just a realization that it's not all Democrat, Republican. It's not all deep state. It's not all the elites versus the rest of us. And it's not all, you know, wars on the horizon and, you know, Cold War and China virus, the Wuhan bio lab. It's not all. Yeah, the news is important. The current events are important. Politics are important. But it's not all, you know, simplistic black and white. the good guys versus bad guys, you can't blame this on anyone. You can't even blame it all on China. It's too many moving parts. There's too much to this. And, you know, there are people that will say blame doesn't help anybody. That's not true. Blame has a purpose. You can't plan for the future and mitigate risk if you don't lay the blame somewhere. You won't know what to avoid. So, you know, there is definitely a place for blame, to learn, to move forward. You know, there's also a place for taking a step back. And yeah, I know it's a cliche, but looking at the silver lining of things, the glass is half full. I mean, for instance, in where my community, about 50 minutes outside San Francisco in a suburb, the air, it feels like Yosemite. It's incredibly refreshing. It feels like you're going camping when you take a walk outside and you take a deep breath, and it's quiet. And it's normally not like this. It's a metro region. So even though I'm about 50 minutes to an hour outside of San Francisco, it's a metro connected area, you know, Oakland, and there's cities and cities every bit of the way, and there's smog and it's traffic, and it's not beautiful air. Maybe better than the air in India or China. It's not great air. It's better than Los Angeles, but now, I'm not exaggerating when I say it's like the freshest air that I've ever experienced in a metro region. The only time I've experienced air like this is when, you know, I go camping, you know, in Point Reyes, which is a couple hours north, or again in Yosemite, where it's just really, really nice. And the animals now, you see, geese have reclaimed the streets, at least in our apartment complex, because nobody's leaving the apartment, right? Everybody's parked in their cars. Hardly anybody goes out. So the geese, and I don't know, we have a lake in our apartment complex. Maybe that's why all these geese. And now they're taken to the streets. They think it's their streets, their apartment complex. And you got turkeys. They're, you know, in the roads also. You got turkeys interacting with deer. You got deer interacting with each other and like not scared at all of just being out in the open, being on the hillside, because it's so quiet and still. And I feel like it's eerie in that sense, and it's easy to make fun of it and be like, oh yeah, you know, I miss the city sounds. Something it's natural. It feels more natural taking a walk and seeing the animals all interacting with each other and not being afraid of cars and the fast pace of life. So, I mean, have you noticed anything like that in your community? Maybe it's not. I hear it's different in different regions of the country. For instance, over here in San Francisco Bay, the communities are taking it very seriously, at least where I am over in the East Bay. Over here, about an hour east of San Francisco. Yeah, some communities, I think more impoverished communities, underserved communities, you know, like the ghetto in Oakland. You know, I wonder, I don't know. I haven't driven over there. I don't intend to, but I think it really, you know, comes to where your community is. Where is the leadership in our communities, in our local communities? I think we're seeing that some people are stepping up. Some people you never would have expected are stepping up and filling those leadership vacuums in our communities. Some people aren't, but you know, I want to focus on the positive right now, because there's so much negative, and I could just talk endlessly about the negative news stories. And don't worry, I'm not like I'm not going to do that ever again. I'm just taking a break right now because there's so much to be angry about in this world. I'm not saying that the anger is not a useful, it is a helpful emotion, but also a calmness. There's a calmness that's, I think, even more useful. It's even better. And again, there's just so much bad news right now. And if we can just take a moment to be calm, and those of us that do have the faith, do have a responsibility to help those without the faith. I'm going to make a plug for Let's Be Frank. He has a prayer meeting on YouTube. He does these almost daily. He has these prayer meetings. And if you're depressed because, you know, your church has been canceled or whatever, I mean, look at these communities. There are people that are stepping up right now all over the place. And that's also what I'd like to do for you. I feel like I have a responsibility too. I've been put in front of a microphone. Am I here just to shout a Democrat bad and Republicans good? I mean, we already know that that's not the case. We already knew in the beginning of this podcast on episode one that I wasn't about a left and and right politics, that I was about a new kind of politics at the intersection of fact and reason. We know all that, but it's easy to demonize. It's easy to demonize people that are, you know, fallen off the path. But what can we do? We have to help them. We have a responsibility to help people come back on the path, even the crazies, even the Pelosi's of the world, even the AOC's, God forbid the Ilhan Omar's. You know, life is fragile. We are all fragile. And I think that we have to remember that each and every day. We have to be kind to ourselves. And in doing so, by being kind to ourselves, that's when you'll notice that you're able to give back and to be kind to others. You know, and it starts with just your own family. You know, maybe you hear, maybe you don't. I don't know. I have a cat crying in the background. And, you know, normally, well, you know, get all, you know, I'd silence the cat, you know, or maybe the cat wakes me up in the middle of the night. And these little annoyances and this kind of thing. Maybe you have kids. Maybe your kids are just stir crazy right now because they're stuck in the house, right? Maybe your loved ones. Maybe you have a partner who's having a really tough time. Be the leader in your family, in your community. Step up. You know, people are dealing with it all in different ways. It's harder for some people. And some people, it's not as hard as for others. And so wherever you stand in that, there's no shame in it. If you found that maybe you're especially strong in life and this is really testing you, you know, don't be ashamed by that. Let other people help. You know, maybe you were always the helper. Maybe you can now ask for some help if you need it. And I hope that you get that help. I hope you find it. And if you're one of these people and you're able to give the help, give the help. You know, there's nothing that makes me special here on a microphone except the fact you're listening. The fact that you're listening means that this is special. And I have a responsibility, I have a purpose. You're giving me that purpose. So let me give you a purpose right back at you. And you know, I'm preaching to the choir in many ways. So is this, what do you think? What do you make of this podcast? It's a little bit different. There won't be many like this, don't worry. But I just want everybody to remember that we are all going through this crisis. We're all being tested in different ways. I do believe it's God that is testing us. I think you can recognize that, you see that, and you're reminded by that. And I think that's a blessing.
Kingston Country, you've been listening to the Dan Kingston Podcast.